golden women around. It was beautiful. So we're happy that we're really, it's such a tiny little tour, just 4 or 5 jobs and beginning here in nothing back. So we're really, really happy to be here. Thank you. So, that was the wrong song. And this one is the right one.
Later than noon.
little song in memory of Jerry Garcia. Somebody certainly worth remembering.
Yeah.
couldn't see my glasses because I didn't have my glasses on. There's sort of an irony to that, right? Looking for your glasses without your glasses on. Oh, they're really dirty too. That's when I know I really need a boyfriend. And my glasses for me. Circle the blue fields and grease the bed. It was as if someone had spread butter on all the fine points of the stars, because when he looked up, they started to slip. Then he put his head in the crux of his arm and it started to drift.
Thank you.
his eyes, he saw two white opals, two white opals, and the rain shut. He lay back. He went up, 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 up. Shadow to wave. really well prepared. Actually, none of us ever saw each other before. Introduce my band, tonight's band. We're, of course, this isn't my usual band, but these are special little concerts. We're only doing five of them. And so, and this is my bass player, Tony Shanahan. From New Jersey. Our friend Seb Rocklin is from London. Thank you. that guy is my son, Jackson Smith. He came from the Detroit area, and I came from New York City, so all four of us came from the four directions to be here tonight, so we're so glad we did. Since tonight is the first night of our tour, you get the special excitement of all the big mistakes. In fact, when you leave, you're going to have to pay a little extra to get out. By the sea on Rockaway Beach, I got a message that Lou Reed passed away. Stood looking at the sea and the ocean waves, and I remembered words from heroin. Disposed toward a mission yet unclear. 100th birthday. And so we salute our dear sheriff, and this little song is for William.
Straight prairie rails as it carries.
opportunity not long ago to play with Neil and Crazy Horse, and they're awesome. Letting Tony detune his bass.
Jack, it's time for a little, you know, interim music. How about a little AC/DC or Slayer? Tuning two, or tuning in two, or twice time tuned. Or it's too tuned. Too much tuned. Well, you should have been at CBGB's. Sometimes when homemade men, me and Lenny Kaye and Richard Soul first started, we have a tape of Lenny tuning his guitar for like, I think, 12 minutes. And still wasn't in tune. Patient, get your butt up here and tune the guitars yourself. Yeah, well, you know, this is a special, these are special gigs, and we don't have any roadies or any people to help us. We're just a bunch of poor bum shithead musicians. Revel in life. We're really happy and lucky to be here, but part of living is saying farewell to your loved ones, to your friends, and we wish all of our friends who have recently passed a beautiful journey, and we send this one out to Philip Seymour Hoffman. Thank you. Crossover boy, crossover girl, crossover. My son and his wife have been very busy, and they've done a good job. And because they have, I would like to dedicate this next song to my grandson, Trevor. That's right. Grandma, I am. Have I had this thing on all night? Oh well. Yeah. It's my accessory. Yep, see, there's our tour. It says, all of them say, lucky this city, lucky that city, and the first one is poor Offenbach. Usually, it's the first job of the tour that we laugh about the most. Anyway, this is for little Frederick. Thank you. It's a long way to go, but in the meantime, before you cross the street, take my hand. Life is what happens to you when you're busy making other plans. Better and better.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful,
beautiful boy.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful,
beautiful boy.
Darling, darling, darling,
darling.
Thank you.
kids that I wrote, and it's about my great friendship with the artist Robert Mapplethorpe. And this little section is about the very end of the 1960s. It snowed on Christmas night. Robert and I walked to Times Square to see the white billboard proclaiming, "War is over if you want it. Happy Christmas from John and Yoko." That's right. It hung above the bookstall where Robert bought most of his men's magazines, between Child's and Benedict's, two all-night diners. Looking up, we were struck by the ingenuous humanity of this New York City tableau. Robert took my hand, and as the snow swirled around us, I glanced at his face. He narrowed his eyes and nodded in affirmation, impressed to see artists take on 42nd Street. For me, it was the message, for Robert, the medium. Newly inspired, we walked back to 23rd Street to look at our space. The necklaces hung on hooks that we had made, and he had tacked up some of our drawings. We stood at the window and looked out at the snow falling beyond the fluorescent oasis sign with its squiggly palm tree. "Look," he said, "it's snowing in the desert." I thought about a scene in Howard Hawks' movie Scarface, where Paul Muni and his girl are looking out the window at a neon sign that said, "The world is yours." Robert squeezed my hand. The 60s were coming to an end. Robert and I celebrated our birthdays. Robert turned 23, then I turned 23, the perfect prime number. Robert made me a tie rack with the image of the Virgin Mary. I gave him 7 silver skulls on a length of leather. He wore the skulls. I wore a tie. We felt ready for the 70s. "It's our decade," he said.
Understand, desire is home.
hot stone. My sins, my own, they belong to me. Me. Say, beware.
I'm walking through in high.
Thank you.
You don't have to play good, you just have to look good while you're playing.
Believe or explode.